Back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. There are some slightly ominous indications coming out of New Jersey and coming out of Virginia. In a little over a week, actually, I think it's, It's the first Tuesday in November. That would be next week. There are two governor elections nationally, one in New Jersey, one in Virginia. Now, this is really off year. You know, when they talk about an off year election, typically they're talking about a non-presidential year. So 2022 would be off year from the presidential. We in Wisconsin, many states have their governor elections, so they don't coincide with president, so that people can pay attention to the governor issues. But this is really off year. This is a year before the 2022 elections. Now, both of the governors in those two states are Democrats. Northam in Virginia, Murphy in New Jersey. And going into the summer, they were ahead by double digits. Everybody was feeling pretty good. Obviously, things tighten at the end. You know, Biden's taking some hits on Afghanistan and on reconciliation, the budget thing and the infrastructure and all of that. Well, the latest polls, and this is a week out, and remember something, early voting has gone on in both of those states. So there are a lot of votes already in the kitty. And right now in Virginia, it's within a point. McAuliffe over Youngkin. McAuliffe is the Democrat in Virginia. You can't succeed yourself. You only get one term. Then you got to step out, and then later on you could run for another term if there's been an interim gap. So the incumbent can't run. McAuliffe was the governor two cycles ago. He was a good governor, very, very good governor. This guy Youngkin is a hedge fund guy. There's no business being governor. Attacks our democracy, saying there's something wrong with the election, pro-Trump. His surrogates are people, a gal who calls herself Trump in heels. That's her. She introduced herself as Trump in heels. Trump in heels. And that's what's running, and they're within a point of McAuliffe, a week out, and voting's going on right now. A lot of our big guns went in there, Obama went in and spoke. Biden's going to be going in to speak. Hillary Clinton went in and all. But they're trying to gin up fears about critical race theory, which is absurd. It really doesn't exist. Everybody has a different idea of what it is. Simply, you don't want the Texas model where if you teach Martin Luther King's speeches, it's a crime for the teacher to teach that. In Texas, they also are encouraging teachers to snitch on each other, rat on each other. Somebody is teaching something that they're not supposed to. They get turned in and ratted on. What is this, Russia? You know, back right after the Second World War, Russia had been really devastated. Stalin was in charge. He had a guy named Laurentin Beria, who was the head of his secret police. He was a sadist and a murderer. They encouraged children to rat on their parents. And they would put kids on their TV, their fledgling TV over there, and say, I heard my mommy and daddy talking, and they are against the state. They drag the parents off, send them to the gulag, and the kids would be praised on TV. That was a Russian thing. That's a commie thing. That's a Texas thing, where they also will give people 10 grand to rat on their neighbors about getting an abortion. It's a commie thing, Russian thing, Texas thing. Well, Youngkin sniffs around, and he knows he can't be that direct. But what Youngkin is doing is implying all of that. And this is a state that used that. Listen, Richmond was the capital of the Confederacy. At one time, it was redder than red. Now it's more blue. You have more people who work for the government settling in Northern Virginia, you know, Alexandria, that area, Falls Church. So stand by. But New Jersey is another signal. Now, New Jersey you think, oh, New Jersey's blue. Biden won it by double digits. It's a Democratic state. Well, no, it's not. It is Democratic governors, and Biden took it. It's had plenty of Republican governors as Democratic senators. But remember, Chris Christie was there, and they swapped back and forth Democrat, Republican. This thing is not in the bag. Phil Murphy's a very, very good governor. The guy running against him, a guy named Jack Schiaparelli, is a former assemblyman who's all over the lot. You ask him about anything, any hot button issue. You ask him about abortion. You ask him about guns. You ask him about foreign policy, anything. He will say different things in different areas of the state to different groups. And so then when you hit him in a debate, you say, wait a minute, on this issue you said this, and then the contrary, he smiles. And what's happening is people looking at it are sucking out what they like and fading out what they don't like. And he's within the margin of error. He's within the margin of error. The latest polls show 4 to 6 points difference. The margin of error is 3.8%. You know what 3.8% means? Let's say you're tied with somebody 45-45. A 3.8 margin of error means one of you could have 48.8 and the other one have 41.2. In other words, you tack it on either side. So right now, Schiaparelli could theoretically easily be ahead, or Murphy could be a lot more ahead than 4 to 6 points. You don't know. Now, why is this happening? Why is this happening? Part of it is the fallout of the withdrawal from Afghanistan. Everybody agrees we should have gotten out of Afghanistan. We've been there for 20 years. This is a country that is seemingly incapable of running itself in a human fashion, but it has blundered along for 1,000 years doing that. Now the Taliban has taken over. It's an absolutely brutal scene over there. European countries in the United States want to bring it food and aid, but it's stolen by the Taliban. People are murdered trying to get it, and then it's handed out to Sunni Muslims and only the ones loyal to the Taliban. Now, do you send NATO troops in there, start another war, kill a lot of Taliban just to distribute food to people? Do you do that? I don't think you do that. Someplace in Africa, what we do is airdrop it and then hope enough people could run up and snatch some before they were murdered by these thugs. So that and the way it was conducted at the end has bothered a lot of people. But the other thing is the infrastructure bill. There's kind of a feeling like, hey, Democrats, you can't even pass a bill in the House for the hard infrastructure that got 19 Republican votes in the Senate. Maybe you can't govern. That is why Biden wants this set before that election next Tuesday. It won't pass by then, but at least an announcement. And the progressives in the House won't do it. And Sinema and Manchin won't yield to go $3.5 trillion. Hey, guys, let's pass this thing. Right now, Manchin has exhibited signals he would do $1.75. I don't trust him, and I don't trust Sinema. I don't think they'll go for anything. Manchin said he's comfortable at zero. So if we lose two governors out of this, we're going to lose the Congress next year if they keep this up. Stonewalling in the House of Representatives. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.